Good morning.
Okay, let's get started.
Today is National Milk Chocolate Day.
It's National Milk Chocolate Day.
Ah, yes, another chocolate day.
Delicious combination of solid chocolate and milk.
At least it's limited to one of the better kinds of chocolate.
Milk chocolate.
Milk chocolate.
Milk chocolate is great.
Milk chocolate.
Milk in your mouth.
Happy National Milk Chocolate Day.
Showtime.
Live and local with Monica J. On 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk.
It's the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Hi. Thanks for being here today. Oh my gosh, it's Wednesday, and it's a wonderful Wednesday. Look at that. Can you see the little pieces of blue sky out there? Could not believe the fantastic event in Carson City last night. Yes, Freedom Fest. And my goodness, from the day before when you couldn't see across the street because the smoke was so thick, you could taste it. You could just, brought you down. Yeah. Those winds knew that we had a special event last night. So they cleared that garbage out. Blue sky. The temperatures cooled. Thank you so much for that little bit of rain. Oh, my goodness. It was such an awesome event. Thank you to Michelle Fiore for coming up from Vegas. Jesse Law came up. Michael McDonald, the chairman of the Nevada Republican Party. The house was packed at Glen Eagles. Actually, it wasn't the house. It was outside. And it was just so nice. Raised lots of money for the Republican Party and just great camaraderie, great enthusiasm, seeing and hearing from people who want to make a difference and keep us from the Marxist agenda. That's the best part. And the food, come on, it was Glen Eagles. Fantastic. So I can't wait until next year. It's going to be just as awesome. Let's get the show started with this little note. Do you know who Robert Malone is? Dr. Robert Malone. He is a physician, scientist, and inventor of mRNA vaccine technology. Okay. So why is this important? Because you need to follow Dr. Malone. This is very interesting. Dr. Robert Malone. Because he said that people should not take the jab. Well, you would think that the inventor of this type of technology would just want it all over the place, but no, he does not. New information released, and this is what is really mind-blowing, is it was released on NBC. New information released on NBC shows people that have taken the jab are in fact causing the COVID to become more resistant and is replicating 2 times faster than people that have not taken the jab. Is that not mind-blowing? Is that not mind-blowing? Look in and follow again. That is Dr. Robert Malone. Stop listening to politicians. Politicians are putting your health and well-being and your future over the actual scientists who come up with this stuff. I would love to see the emails between whoever and the CDC who twisted somebody's arm to get these poisonous masks back. If you are a masker, please, whatever you do, check the side of the box before you buy anything and see if there's graphene oxide in whatever mask you choose to wear. I don't wear a mask, so anywhere. And as most people know, I'm not vaccinated. Why do I need to be vaccinated? According to the hospital that didn't treat me for anything, I had COVID. So, don't I have natural immunity, antibodies to it? Yeah. I know this is hard to follow. Everybody, all the sources out there keep changing their tune every 10 minutes. Go with your gut. Go with your heart. Go with your doctor's suggestion. And then get a second opinion. I've got three doctors, three opinions. Don't take the jab. So I'm listening to my doctors and I'm not going to take it. That is not telling you not to take it. You make up your own mind. Imagine that. Freedom. Freedom of mind. Freedom of choice. Freedom of decision. But no, because now the director of the CDC, whoever this woman is, she sees vaccine passports may very well be the path forward in the U.S. Told you this last year, that this is what they were going to do. All of their little mincing around and, oh, we're not going to, no, vaccine passports, oh, we're never going to, yeah, we're not going to do anything like that. Yeah, right. When was the last time you truly trusted anything that these mouthpieces actually say and put out there? Do your own research. So, 923-FMTalk.com, 991-FMTalk.com. Today's poll question. Blue states, I'm talking real blue states, Illinois, California, Oregon, possibly New York State. Open borders activists are currently lobbying New York State as well. They have decided to implement plans to allow illegal aliens, including senior citizens, to take advantage of health benefits. Well, Nevada's a blue state. Should Nevada grant these benefits to illegals? Don't we already? Boy, it feels like it. Is your taxes continue to rise? How are you doing financially? Are you able to cover everything? Are you able to cover your health costs? Well, maybe that's because you have to cover everybody else's as well. Today and yesterday's poll question brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. Yesterday's question, should any politicians who vote to support gun control lose taxpayer-funded protection? 95% of those participating in the poll said yes. Why should I be put at risk when they're protected? that boxer still wishes she was currently a politician. Maybe she wouldn't have been brutally mugged. I find it interesting, her response was, "I'm a grandmother. I'm just trying to call my grandkids." How can you do this to a grandmother? Criminals don't care. That means nothing to them. And now in New York City, they're blaming the 68-year-old man who got the, I'm sorry, I know people don't like the word, got the crap beat out of him. Head smashed against a wall, head smashed against the ground a couple of times, knocked unconscious, rolled and robbed. Authorities are again blaming the victim. He wouldn't give up his property. Really? So once again, it's not because we're turning out these criminals left and right. It's your fault for not giving up your stuff. That's how we keep a peaceful society. Mind-blowing. Mind-blowing. We've got a very special guest coming up at 10:38, Dr. Stephen Dalton. He'll explain Regeneron, what it does for people, why if you have COVID, you never really get rid of it, and all this other nonsense going on around us. We've also got a chance for you to win, in the 11 o'clock hour, a Mangiatutto $25 gift certificate. So, be listening for your chance to win. Might have to have a contest around what Dr. Dalton says. Little trivia thing there. We'll see. We'll see how it goes.
July 28th is National Water Park Day, National Hamburger Day, National Hepatitis Day, and National Milk Chocolate Day. So take your kids to a water park. Let them swim in urine-contaminated water, feed them lukewarm, greasy hamburgers for lunch, and before you know it, they'll have toxic liver failure and full-blown hepatitis. Next, take them to the hospital, and while they're waiting to see a doctor, buy them some milk chocolate from a vending machine. And enjoy your National Water Park Hamburger, Hepatitis, and Milk Chocolate Day.
Younger. Smarter. Better. FM Talk KKFT. FM 99.1 is FM Talk.
For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk
KKFT.
I hope you watched at least a little bit of the farce yesterday, or maybe go online to catch some of the action. Yeah. When I talk about farce, I'm talking about this insurrection panel. It's the Monica Jay Show, looking at the facts of, you know, how come they didn't choose any officers or anybody to talk to that were there waving in the so-called evil of humanity and telling them, yeah, take pictures, wander around, just don't touch anything. If you missed any part of it, though, yesterday, I mean, everything, it was really disturbing. To think that, sorry, I can't even do it as a joke. Adam Schiff up there, talk about shiftless. And shift for brains. Trying to work up those crocodile tears. I don't know if this is worse or on the same scale as the Russian hoax investigation. As the, well, everything that they did against Trump. Just as a little reminder to people, 60 Secret Service agents were injured when the government was attacked. I'm not talking about on January 6th. I'm talking about during the George Floyd protests and riots in Washington, D.C. No one seems to care about that. How come we're not looking into that? Yeah. How come Never Trumpers are on the insurrection board? Because once again, not only are they wasting valuable time, taxpayer dollars, it's all just a circus. And if you want to know the real reason behind the remasking, it's not about your health. It has nothing to do with your health. It has to do with hiding identity. Because the truth is going to start rolling out about the elections. It's already started rolling out, and of course the mainstream media is not covering the people that have been subpoenaed, the people that have been arrested already in Arizona, in Georgia, and in multiple other states for election fraud. The riots will be returning. It's to protect those who, once again, doing the bidding of the Democrats to divide and destroy, not just divide and conquer, but to divide and destroy this great country. Because people will be out there, Antifa, BLM, the anarchists, the ones who are neither left or right. They just want to see destruction. It's to protect and hide their identity. I wonder if this time around they'll be arrested. Thank you for answering my question to the poll question that I had. Somebody just sent me this. Illegals in Nevada are fully covered now, including dental and free child care. So, yeah. Check out today's poll question. Doesn't matter how hard you work for a better future. As long as Democrats are able to get a hold of your tax dollars, they're going to make sure it goes to everybody else. It's the Monica Jay Show. We've got a lot of news to talk about because of these fires. Well, just a lot of things going on. So let's go a little bit early before we get to our special guest at 10:38, Dr. Stephen Dalton.
The Talk of Northern Nevada.
Speak out. 884-9910. FM News Talk. 99.1.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Today's poll questions brought to you by Nissan of Carson City, Illinois, California, and Oregon. Implementing plans that allow illegals, including senior citizens, to take advantage of health benefits. Open border activists are currently lobbying New York State Democrats to pass similar plans. Should Nevada grant these benefits to illegals? Or do we already? Yeah. That's today's question. Yesterday's question, should any politician who votes to support gun control lose taxpayer-funded protection? 95% of those participating in the poll said yes. Why should politicians be protected when you can't even protect yourself? Look at what we are seeing. Look at what we are seeing across this country. People being beaten in the streets in broad daylight. You know, this used to be a back alley thing. You were aware of your surroundings. You made sure that you didn't really go out at night. But now, no, it's broad daylight. People going into stores, people getting beaten down right in the streets. By the way, it's not just catalytic converters they're having issues with in San Francisco. Also people being beaten down in the streets. So remember, please remember that when you are traveling. This isn't just an issue in the big cities as well. Just keep that in mind. That's all I ask. I converse all the time with law enforcement. Different levels of law enforcement. And I'm not surprised by the things that they're coming out and they're telling me. I especially wanted to bring you this one. Monica, I watched a portion of the January 6th hearings on Tuesday. I'm a retired law enforcement officer with about 30 years of being attacked, shot at, ambushed, and seeing fellow officers go through the same, as well as being killed and seriously injured. I have testified in some of these cases as well. In all that time, I have never been allowed or encouraged to read from a written script or been so mentally fragile to break down in tears on any witness stand. If what I saw yesterday is the measure of fortitude of our Capitol police officers, maybe the four of them should seek another profession. Professional law enforcement is not for the mentally fragile, not for the weak-minded, and most of all, not for those who are easily manipulated. This hearing just seemed to be a dog and pony show, and the witnesses appeared to be reading from a script. They were, Bob. They definitely were. And they were being egged on by elected representatives. Just like everything else that goes on in Washington, D.C., it's a dog and pony show. The best part is, though, people are waking up to that fact. I have a very special guest joining me right now, and I love this. I love this email, it was a text that I just got. You sound so regenerated. I am regenerated because a good friend of mine said, you need to go see my doctor. And I'm like, okay, for what? He knew that I was hospitalized in the ICU for COVID for 4 days and, you know, sent home with just oxygen. Got just oxygen in the hospital, sent home with just oxygen and some steroids. But is that a cure? Is that actually getting rid of what I have? So, Dr. Chris hooked me up with Dr. Stephen Dalton of Forest View Medical Clinic. And Dr. Dalton joins us right now. Dr. Dalton, thank you so much for being on the show today. I know I had to twist your arm.
Oh, thank you for having me.
So let's talk about COVID. One of the things that I have learned through your education is once you have COVID, if you're not treated for it, it actually stays in your system. Explain that.
Well, you run into people who, if you ask them the question, did you ever get over it? They'll say, yes. Yeah, I did. Like you would with a flu or any, you know, a cold. They know they got over it. But then there's the folks like yourself who, if you ask them the question, did you ever get over this or get past it? They say, no, they haven't. And what is rather interesting that we seem to have forgotten is that it's a virus. Viruses linger in our bodies, like HIV and Hep C and Epstein-Barr virus, mono, and people will go through phases, highs and lows, your cold sores, shingles. And so if your body doesn't finally clear the virus, then you get these lingering funky symptoms. And that's what I'm finding that is actually happening with these folks that are calling COVID long haul, is that they're actually, they still have COVID. Their body just has developed a response, and then every so often it gets tired and it flares up, and then they keep going, but it never really get over it. It never gets defeated. It just, and the problem is the virus spreads so fast in the body that it's really hard for the body to keep up in a young person, let alone folks that have a few years behind us, that it just struggles.
I love how you put that, because you look like you're 20, so I don't consider you having a few years behind you. But that's the thing, doctor, is people aren't being treated, though, when they go into hospitals. And yet you have access to what's called Regen Cove. Explain what Regen Cove is. That is the treatment that you gave me.
So I'm not actually sure where they got the new name for it, the Regen Cove, but it's Regeneron. The same medication that the president got back when he was really, really, really ill. And at that time, they had asked for the FDA to get them access to this medication. And I didn't really believe what I was seeing, because I'd never heard or seen something like this before. And then when I watched him give like a 4-minute expressive language speech on day four, I was absolutely befuddled. And the only medical treatment I have that's to make any connection with it, and I take prayer seriously, so I would also say, other than a, you know, country praying for you, was the Regeneron. And so back in late January, I came across how to get access to the medication that I started doing with this, which is another monoclonal antibody called bamlanivimab, and kind of progressed since late January, giving this medication, these monoclonal antibodies, to patients. I think I'm at 111 now, and it's like nothing I've ever seen.
Why isn't this in hospitals? Why aren't hospitals actually treating people rather than just sustaining them and then letting them go?
I wish I had an answer for as to the why behind that for people and hospitals and things like that. I really do. When they approved the authorization for Regeneron, or not approved, I should say, when they authorized it after the, when they did, the president got it while in the hospital, but they held it back for reasons I don't fully know, but I have a bit of a tip of the hat to, as they didn't authorize it for patients while hospitalized. And then, so they only authorized that, the Regeneron, and then the other one I used, the bamlanivimab and the atezolizumab, they only authorized them for outpatient. So you could go to an emergency room and get them, or you could go to some other locations and get them if you fit a fine, perfect criteria. And my criteria for that absolutely fell apart when I watched a 37-year-old father of six. He was near death in the next few days, and I tried it, and he walked in with a cane Saturday night and walked out without one, and I've seen him since then, and he's done, fixed. And so I really expanded what I believe to be severe COVID was, which is, you know, families falling apart, social factors, things like that. And I was stunned at the results. And I just, the more we tried, the more we worked, the more we tried, the more it worked. And it's just left me in awe of these medications and what they'll do for people. And you've lived it. I just watch it.
I got so many compliments at an event that I went to last night, people telling me that I looked great, that I sounded great, that I've got that pep back in my step. And even my husband, just there in the waiting room, said, you know, he saw people come in and then leave before I was finished, that just, it was like they were changed. But I think it goes to the seriousness of, you know, how big corporation hospitals are held back. Dr. Dalton, can you stay with me for a little bit longer? I've got to do a quick commercial break here, and I'll let you off the line if you need to do something. But we're going to come back in just a couple of minutes and continue our conversation with Dr. Dalton and see where we go from here.
FM Talk on 92.3 FM in Smith and Mason Valley. 99.1 FM Talk for Reno, Tahoe, and all of Northern Nevada.
All right, I'm just going to jump back into this on the Monica Jay Show with Dr. Stephen Dalton, because we've got so many questions online already and people texting me. So we'll get right back to it. Yes, answering a couple of questions, and that is, Dr. Dalton is local. He is not, you know, back in Washington, D.C. or anything like that. He actually has an office on South McCarran Boulevard. It's the Forest View Medical Clinic, outpatient there, with Dr. Stephen Dalton, and he is my guest right now. Dr. Dalton, I had a couple of questions here from people that are calling in and emailing, that why are some people able to be around others with this virus, and it doesn't seem to affect them?
If I had the answer to that, then I'd be more important than I probably am.
You'd patent it.
I wish that I got really used to the response when people were saying, that's weird. Do you think it's COVID? Well, it's COVID. It's weird. It's what it does. I can story after story after story, hospitalized, not hospitalized. It's COVID. Yeah. It's weird.
Because, cool, I mean, my husband took care of me, and he, you know, he never was affected by any of this. But I think it goes back to underlying, you know, conditions as well, of how people fight it off, because we are a world of viruses, but this one is different. Dr. Dalton, is this something now that we're getting back into the masks and all of the, excuse my language, all of the BS that goes around with politicizing science and politicizing healthcare, is this something that we're just going to see continue on?
I pray that it isn't. The facts and what we're facing right now would seem to prove differently. I don't have an answer for that. I like I said, I pray that it's not. I just treat what's in front of me, and right now it's going to get bad in a hurry again. So,
are the masks
it's not a typical virus though? That's the, like you said, it's different. It's behaving differently, and I don't know what to say about that necessarily. I have my beliefs that I'll keep mine, but I just treat what's in front of me.
Will wearing masks exacerbate this, or is it going to be a help to keep things from spreading?
I definitely know masks work. There are folks that will say otherwise, but I swam through COVID in New York City in April and May of last year in El Paso, Texas, for 35 straight days here. N95 mask and a cloth over the top of it, they work.
Okay, an N95 mask, but not just,
the surgical masks, the surgical masks have a higher level of protection. There's a study that came back a while back that I saw that actually made a lot of sense. It quantified it. So, the protective levels, they work. Sometimes people don't like to be in them and things like that, and I understand that. But the masks, they do decrease the transmission. The problem that you'll run into sometimes is people will think that, masks are the end-all, know-all, and indeed they serve a purpose. But once the virus is in the population at sufficient numbers, you're really just playing catch-up, which is where we're at right now.
And so is to get rid of and play catch-up, is that getting proper treatment?
You would certainly want to treat the people that have it. I mean, if you, folks like you, I don't really know if you were walking around, quote, contagious. There's no way for us to really know that. But I do know that if you have 25% of the population that gets this disease or walking around 18 months later still having symptoms and funky, that's problematic.
Yeah.
But proper treatment is always the best thing you can do with any infection. That goes without saying to me as a physician.
So when we see these Delta variants and things like that come along, is that just COVID that's being repurposed, or is there another variant coming out?
I think so. I don't know the necessary repurposed, like you said. I do know, I was saying that if you look at my website stuff, I was saying that the British or the Brazilian variant was in this town 3 months ago. Just because of the way it was behaving and it had changed. I have no reason to doubt that this is the Delta variant or whatever that means. I haven't bothered to get into the jargon of what those specific things mean. I just know that when the virus alters or shifts, it behavior of it changes, becomes more aggressive, or it becomes more aggressive in the body or more contagious or longer funky. It just each thing that we've dealt with it behaves differently.
And that's why I think I go back just a personal opinion that it has to be treated, because you don't treat it in the body, it is just going to keep lingering and it's going to keep adapting to its situation. It doesn't want to be killed off.
No, it's fighting. It's fighting too. Exactly.
Yeah, it's fighting for its life. So Dr. Stephen Dalton, Forest View Medical Clinic, thank you so much for my treatment. And it was absolutely amazing to feel so much better, and I hope you're ready for some referrals because people are already contacting me. Dr. Dalton, thank you so much for joining me today,
pleasure.
And God bless.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to serve.